Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
L-organizzazzjoni dinjija tas-saħħa tgħid li madwar 10% ta' dawk li jkunu infettati bil-coronavirus ikomplu jesperjenzaw problemi ta' saħħa għal żmien fit-tul. Sintomi jistgħu jkomplu għal xhur sħaħ. Din il-kundizzjoni issa hija magħrufa bħala long COVID. COVID fit-tul. Diversi esperti tas-saħħa qegħdin iwissu li dawn l-effetti fit-tul tal-coronavirus jistgħu jkunu ta' tabija żejda fuq is-sistema tas-saħħa. Fi frar tas-sena l-oħra, l-Organizzazzjoni Dinjija tas-Saħħa qalet li dawk li kellhom każi ħfief tal-COVID-19 ġeneralment jirkupraw f'ġimagħtejn. Issa, sena wara, l-informazzjoni turi li waħda minn kull 10 persuni jgħaddu minn problemi tas-saħħa għal xhur sħaħ minn meta ikunu infettati bil-virus. Dan huwa fenomenu li esperti tas-saħħa qegħdin isejħu COVID fit-tul u qegħdin ikunu rrappurtati każi f'pajjiżi li intlaqtu l-aktar bil-virus bħal Renju Unit u l-Istati Uniti tal-Amerika, waqt li aktar provi ta' din il-kundizzjoni qegħdin jitfaċċaw. It-tabib Stuart Ten, tabib f'Sidni li jispeċjalizza fit-trauma u riabilitazzjoni, huwa fost dawk fl-Awstralja li qegħdin jippruvaw jifhmu aħjar l-effetti fit-tul tal-coronavirus. Huwa jgħid li l-COVID fit-tul hija aktar komuni milli mistenni.
There's emerging evidence from overseas that a large number of individuals with COVID-19 are still experiencing symptoms months after the acute infection. In fact, there's a systematic literature review that was published less than 2 months ago that put the number at 72.5%. So this is an overseas study. And there has been study as high as 87.9%. So it's pretty much more prevalent than one would expect, I guess.
Is-sistema tal-kura tas-saħħa fl-Awstralja bħalissa hija okkupata kif telimina u tikkura l-infezzjonijiet li qegħdin jitfaċċaw. Madankollu, esperti jgħidu li għandha tingħata importanza u attenzjoni għal l-effetti fit-tul tal-marda. It-tabib ten jgħid li studji li kien involut fihom huwa juru li hemm żewġ kwistjonijiet ewlenin. Mill-istudji intwera li dawk li ħadu sem kienet kellhom sintomi xhur wara li kienu infettati bil-virus u it-tieni li il-COVID-19 kellha impatt ħażin fuq il-kwalità tal-ħajja tagħhom fi żmien fit-tul. Xi sintomi jibqgħu għal żmien twil u oħrajn jistgħu jibqgħu għal dejjem.
Well, I guess what I can share with our study so far is from our initial analysis. There are two major observations. Firstly, a significant number of our participants are still symptomatic months after diagnosis. And secondly, COVID-19 has an adverse impact on quality of life in the longer term. But it's very, very symptoms, and some of the symptoms can be short-term, some of them can be long-term, and some complications actually permanent.
Betty Lu, professur ta' l-Università ta' New South Wales, state li m'hemmx definizzjoni ċara bħalissa x'inhi COVID fit-tul. Dan ifisser li meħtieġa reviżjoni u iċċekkjar li jibqgħu għaddejjin kontinwament. Hija tgħid li dak li jagħmel din il-kundizzjoni diffiċli hija li s-sintomi li jesperjenzaw in-nies huma diversi.
It's been a condition that's quite hard to define, I think, which has, you know, made it difficult in some ways, I think, to properly study. I think that variously different groups and groups within the United Kingdom and in the US would potentially sort of define, and also the World Health Organization actually as well, would define sort of these sort of post-acute COVID conditions or post-acute COVID syndromes as basically the sort of symptoms that people would get 4 weeks or greater after they initially had an infection with COVID. I think what makes the condition quite difficult, maybe it's why people sort of call it a condition, is that there's a really wide range of symptoms that people experience.
Alissa, il-riċerkaturi jaqblu li l-kondizzjoni tinkludi lil dawk li ma jirkuprawx kompletament minn infezzjoni qawwija tal-COVID-19 u jibqgħu b'sintomi persistenti. Il-professur Lu li hija l-awtriċi tal-akbar studju ta' l-irkuprar tal-COVID-19 li sar issa fl-Awstralja tgħid li in-nisa, l-anzjani u dawk li kellhom problemi tas-saħħa qabel ħadu il-virus u ma fost dawk li ikomplu ibatu mis-sintomi. 94% ta' dawk li kienu infettati bil-virus fi New South Wales waqt l-ewwel mewġa tal-virus is-sena l-oħra kienu ikkuntattjati ju instab li 5% minnhom kienu għadhom jesperjenzaw sintomi bħal sola u ejja 3 xhur wara. Il-professur Lu tgħid li pazjenti kienet kellhom uġigħ ta' ras, problemi kontinwi fit-toma u ix-xam u ġieħ fis-sider rax flimkien ma' dawk li hija issejjaħ sintomi li diffiċli tispjega. Hija iżid tgħid li r-riżultati mill-istudji bħalissa ivarjaw. L-istudji fl-Awstralja juru proporzjon anqas ta' dawk li jisofru mill-COVID fit-tul imqabla ma' studji internazzjonali. Hija tgħid li dan jista' jkun minħabba differenza kbira tal-każi bejn l-Awstralja u pajjiżi oħra li intlaqtu ħafna qar mill-Awstralja. L-irkuprar mill-COVID fit-tul jista' ikollu wkoll effett fuq is-saħħa mentali tal-persuna b'ħafna drabi bi problemi u ejja li jibqgħu. Il-professur Martin Heschner mill-qasam ta' trasformazzjoni tas-saħħa fl-Università ta' Deakin jibża li il-pazjenti ma jittieħdux bis-serjetà meta imorru għand it-tabib b'sintomi bħal dawn, bħal meta pazjenti jkollhom sintomi ta' ejja kronika.
The most direct linkage clearly is really the kind of commonality of the key symptoms of the fatigue and debilitation and the kind of depression and mental health impacts that can bring from that sense of debilitation. So that's the big kind of link is what we are seeing, not really in Australia because we have our numbers of long COVID patients really are still so low, but certainly in the UK and Europe, many people with long COVID are reporting actually they may be having quite similar experiences. They believe they're really debilitated and disabled by this, but their general practitioners, even sometimes specialists, are really not taking them very seriously and also quite limited in what they can do for them.
Għal miżuri ta' saħħa u support li hemm bħalissa għal pandemija tal-COVID-19 bil-Malti, iċċekkja sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.